بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, we have heard this verse and the meaning of this verse several times. ألا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, behold, it is with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah, that hearts feel contentment, peace, tranquility, serenity. So dhikrullah, when a person makes dhikrullah, Allah is saying in this verse, that through dhikrullah, Allah, Allah, la ilaha illallah, then the heart will feel some sukoon. It will feel itminan. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi mujaddidul millah, he mentions that if somebody complains and says that I am making my dhikr regularly, a person is constant with his dhikr, is regular. But despite being regular on his dhikrullah, he still does not find that itminan of the heart. He doesn't get the serenity, the sukoon, the tranquility, the peace. So he's making his dhikr, but he's not feeling that sukoon. So as the Thani rahmatullahi alayhi says, that this is a sign that despite he's making his dhikr, which is bringing about nur in his heart, he is importing in his heart poison, the poison of sin. And this poison of sin is now spoiling that itminan, or stopping that itminan that he would have enjoyed by making dhikrullah. And he says this person should then reflect, ponder, and think carefully. I am indulging in some type of sin. Either through my eyes, I'm casting lustful glances, I'm looking at haram, pretty women, or women are looking at haram men. So I'm not making hifazat of my eyes, I'm making what we call bad nazri. So perhaps it is because of this bad nazri that my eye is bringing into my body and affecting the serenity of my heart when I'm making the dhikr. Or it may be my ears. I'm hearing music. I'm hearing ghibah, backbiting. I'm listening to nonsensical talks. So because of that sin, again, the serenity of my heart is being stopped. Or it is through his tongue. He's gossiping. He's lying. He's using vulgar language, immoral, indecent language. So with these limbs, he is bringing about poison, he is importing poison into his heart. And therefore, such a person, despite making his dhikr, dhikr has an effect, but he will not get that full itminan, which we talk about, itminani kamil, complete serenity, complete tranquility, complete peace, sukoon, the chain. So he won't get kamil chain, he won't get kamil sukoon. He'll get a little bit of sukoon, but the sukoon will disappear. Ulama and mashayikh explain this heart we have. This heart is the capital, like how we have a capital of a city. So this city has frontiers, it has borders. The border of the eye, the border of the ears, the border of the hands, the feet, the limbs. So in any country, when the border is secure, it is safe, it is protected, it is guarded, well guarded, the enemy cannot enter. But the moment there is some weakness in these frontiers, in these borders, border posts, the army is fast asleep or they are ghafil, then very easily the enemy penetrates and comes and attacks the capital. A person who has well guarded his eyes, his ears, his tongue, his limbs, then these frontiers and borders are protected. So shaitan then sees. He sees this person, mashallah, or he sees this person has got control of his eyes. I cannot go through his eyes. He has got complete control over his tongue. It's difficult for me now to go through via his tongue. Shaitan sees that all this person's frontiers and borders are well guarded. So then his plan is now to attack the capital, the heart. What does he do? He makes this person now fantasize and think of haram pleasures. He's not casting lustful glances at any woman. No, he's completely got that control. He's not looking at any pretty woman or any haram woman. He's controlling his gaze. He's lowering his gaze. He's not making any ghiba. He's controlling his tongue, his ears, etc. Shaitan wants to attack this person. So what does Shaitan do now? Begins to make him fantasize of some haram. Or Shaitan brings back the reel of the past, perhaps in his youth or many years ago. In his days of ghaflat jahiliyyah, he was involved in some type of relationship or some type of haram, indecent act. Shaitan reminds him of that past. And the reel of the past is now relayed again to him to give him some type of pleasure that he may have enjoyed then. This is how cunning Shaitan is. And therefore, a person has to make so much of mujahada. If a person wants complete itminan of the heart, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, itminan of the heart, complete kamil itminan, then that can only be achieved if he has kamil taqwa. And kamil taqwa, complete taqwa, demands that our frontiers are protected and the capital is protected. All the limbs are protected and even the heart is protected. My respected brothers and elders, maybe there's some work or some tasks that we can all attempt, inshallah, to gain 100% taqwa so that we gain 100% itminan of the heart. Let us try for 1 or 2 days. Start with 1 day first, inshallah. Tomorrow morning, inshallah, from Fajr till Saturday morning, Fajr. I will make sure that my frontiers are protected and my capital is protected. I'm not going to cast any lustful glance at any woman. I'm not going to make any ghibah. I'm not going to listen to any gossip, or any haram, or any music. I'm not going to fantasize or think of any past. Let us try and do it for one whole day, 24 hours. And then let us check, make muhasabah and see. Then when we make zikr, are we finding that itminan or not? Inshallah, we will find that itminan. And this is the effort the mashayikh are talking about. The effort on the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows the khiyanat, the disloyalty of the eyes. The person is peeping from the corner of his eyes at some haram. He's driving his car, his wife is next to him, his halal wife, but he's peeping from the side of his eyes at some haram woman. Allah is well aware of the disloyalty that this man is doing now. وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Whatever the heart is concealing. A man is fantasizing, he's thinking of haram pleasures. Tasawwur, some picture of some haram he's bringing to his heart. Allah is well aware of that. So respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, kamil taqwa means we have to refrain from every type of sin solely for the pleasure of Allah. And Allah promises us, Allah will give us that itminani qalb when we take His Mubarak name. When that will happen, or when we make an attempt towards or go in this direction, Allah will assist us. This heart will feel that sukoon. Then, ulama and mashayikh say, a person will still not be safe from temptation. Temptation will still come. That is, till the person is living, he will always be tempted by shaitan. So it is possible, listen very carefully, it is possible that a person may slip again, he may indulge in some sin, He may do something wrong, but the difference now will be, the moment he sins now, immediately he will feel such becheni, restlessness. Unlike previously when he was indulging in sin, he didn't feel that becheni. Now because he's living a pure life, hayatan tayyiba, a pakiza zindagi, a ba lutf zindagi. Now what happens? Immediately he makes tawbah. Immediately he will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will repent sincerely. And ulama mentioned that he won't make israr on that sin. Now he won't persist on that sin. Immediately he will feel the remorse, he'll feel nadamat, he'll feel ashamed, and he'll make sincere tawbah and istighfar, and he will refrain from the sin. So previously, because he was living a life of ghaflat, then he will continue the sin and he will feel nothing about it. And he won't even get the tawfiq of making tawbah. Now, after protecting his frontiers and his capital, and he's trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and gain that kamil taqwa, and that itminan of the heart, now, when he commits sin, immediately he will turn to tawbah, and immediately he will refrain from sin. He will never persist in that guna. He will cry, and he will cry, and he will make sincere tawbah. Somebody asked Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat, kitna rona chahiye? How much must I cry now in my tawbah? How much must I cry? Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi explained, itna ro, cry so much that your heart then, or as though you can hear from your heart a voice calling out, bas, now you have been forgiven. In other words, you must feel in your heart. And you feel lighter in your heart. You feel halka. You feel lighter. You feel like a heavy mountain of sin has now come off my head or my shoulders. You feel light in your heart. So respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this itminani qalb. May Allah give us that complete sukoon, the serenity. Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub rahmatullahi alayh, he used to say, dil jab gulista tha to har shay se tapakti thi bahar. When this heart was a garden, a beautiful garden, beautiful roses, different type of roses, the fragrance of the roses and flowers, the aroma, the beautiful breeze in this garden. So in such a garden, with this such fresh, or such beautiful fragrance, and different colors and variety of flowers, he says, tapakti thi har shay se tapakti thi bahar. It was from every single thing, from every leaf, from every tree, from every plant, from every flower, a person could see spring, everything blossoming, fresh, happiness, there was joy. Exactly that is the heart. When the heart becomes a garden of taqwa, a garden of marifat, garden of Allah consciousness, garden of dhikrullah, then a person will feel the serenity, enjoyment, everything feels so lush and so nice for him. Dil jab bayaba ho gaya, alam bayaba ho gaya. When this heart became a jungle, it became a wilderness, no fragrance, no aroma, no flowers, no roses, there's nothing, there's only weeds, everything is smelling, there's decay, the entire world became rotten. The entire world became wilderness. A person didn't feel happy in this world. A person didn't feel any serenity, any pleasure, any tranquility, any sukoon. May Allah Ta'ala give us that sukoon. May Allah make our hearts a gulista, a garden. May Allah protect our hearts from becoming a wilderness. So as Hazrat Thani Ramadan mentioned, they don't import poison of sin into your heart. Then a person is deprived of kamil itminan of the qalb when he's making dhikrullah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين بسيد دروس شريف. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah 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 Allah
اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ لیکن تو رؤوف رحیم ہے یا اللہ تو عزیز ہے حکیم ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ یو لو ٹو فگیو می اللہ یا اللہ فگیو اس می اللہ یا اللہ تو رحم فرما کرم کا معاملہ فرما یا اللہ فگیو اس ایوری سنگل سن وی کمیٹڈ می اللہ صغائر کبائر عمدن خطأً یا اللہ Ya Allah, whatever sins we have committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have brought poison in our hearts, Ya Allah. Remove that poison of sins from our hearts. Ya Allah, give us itminani kamil, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a sukoon, my Allah. Give us kamil taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that ta'alluq with you, my Allah. That ma'iyati khasa with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja, hame tera banale. اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو مصفہ مجلہ مزکہ بنا اللہم آتی نفوسنا تقواہا مزکیہا انت خیر من زکاہا انت ولیہا و مولاہا یا اللہ help us to stay away from every type of sin my Allah یا اللہ don't make us commit any sins my Allah don't make us make israr upon sins my Allah یا اللہ wash and cleanse and purify us my Allah give us hidayat my Allah bless all of us with عافیت سلامتی حفاظت عزت امن chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Allah, give us sukoon and itminan, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi come to us with ease, my Allah. Make it be halal and tayyib, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Allah, make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Give us sihat, my Allah. Give us good health, my Allah. Allahumma aafina fi ajsadina. Give us, see Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. So many have requested duas, they are not well, my Allah. Grant them kamil shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. So many have passed on in the recent days also, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them maghfirat, my Allah. Grant them, Ya Allah, the highest of stages in the akhirat, my Allah, in jannat, my Allah. Grant their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good moth. Moth in Madinah Sharif. Burial in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Kawthar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our friends, musallis, mutaalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. Protect every ummati of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the azab of the qabr, from azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulha, atqiya, abraan, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Use us for the khidmat of your deen, with the ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever du'as our brothers have tonight, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Whatever pareshani we have, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of each person's du'a, my Allah. Grant us our du'a, my Allah. Grant us our hajat and needs, ya Allah. Fulfill it for us, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat.
Ya Allah, nobody can remove our problem but you, my Allah. Nobody can assist us but you, my Allah. Remove the difficulties the ummah is suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the ummah rahmat, my Allah, barakat, my Allah. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. إن شاء الله Monday night after Isha will be a short program on the seerah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم إن شاء الله.